Good afternoon and welcome to Latin American Classical Notes. This is your host, John Walker. On this program, we explore the richness and diversity of Latin American classical music. Today, we're going to continue listening to the contemporary music written during our lifetimes. Unlike on previous programs, though, during which we listened to indigenous, folklorist, or naturalist music, when we label the music of our own time, we use the term syncretism, because today's composers are free to use any style, whether modern or old, that best suits their needs. Listeners will also know that on previous episodes, I've talked about Pan-Americanism as this relates to music. But today, rather than my own words, I'd like to quote from one of our most famous musicologists and composers, Charles Seeger. This is what he said 80 years ago in an article titled Inter-American Relations in the Field of Music. He says, "Upon what historical basis, upon what principles of judgment, is this increased organization of music predicated? Do we thoroughly understand just what we are doing? Can music, music of any kind, penetrate the considerable barriers of language, tradition, climate, difference of economic, social, and political organization? And if it can, what actually does it do? Might it not be well to look, as I have suggested it would be, in our own purely national picture, into the basic assumptions of this activity in the international picture? I hope you will agree with me that it would be, and that in so doing, we shall not only clarify the international picture, but our own national one as well. For perspective from outside a field is one of the necessary elements of knowledge within a field, and such perspective has been conspicuously absent during the growth of music of the United States." Unquote. So 80 years later, where are we at today? My assessment is, though some progress has been made, there's still much more left to do than what has already been done. If you have any reaction you'd like to share about this or any comment at all, please don't hesitate to write to me at radio@solossum.org. All right, well, let's get on to today's selections. In this first hour, we'll be listening to music from Mexico, Cuba, Venezuela, Argentina, Ecuador, and let's just see where we go from there. So first up is a work by Mexican composer Daniel Catán. It's his opera La Hija de Rappaccini, The Daughter of Rappaccini, and we'll be listening to a section from the second act called The Love Duet. This two-act opera was composed to a libretto based on a play by Octavio Paz, in which a young Italian student, Giovanni, wanders around Professor Rappaccini's beautiful gardens where he spies the professor's daughter, Beatrice. But he is horrified to discover the poisonous nature of the garden's beauty. And in the third scene of the second act, Beatrice and Giovanni share their emotions in a duet while alone in the garden. But by touching his hand, we learn that Beatrice, like many of the garden's plants, is also poisonous. To perform this for us, we have the Mexico City Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Eduard Díaz Muñoz. And singing, the female role is Encarnación Vázquez, and singing the role of Giovanni is Fernando de la Mora. This is the love duet from La Hija de Rappaccini.
Imposible suceda.
Eso también es natural.
cómo llegado aquí el mar, el sol, el mar tan lejos. Soy otro ya, no hay regreso.
Thank you.
Beatriz, el mar es infinito.
Me da miedo, Giovanni.
Nada puede darte una idea.
Me da miedo, Giovanni.
Tienes que ver, respirar sus aires y entrar en sus aguas. Oh, será hermoso, tiene que serlo.
Cansa de repetirte.
That was La Hija de Rappaccini, the love duet. In the role of Beatriz, Encarnacion Vázquez, and in the role of Giovanni, Fernando de la Mora, accompanied by the Mexico City Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a work that Daniel Catan composed in 1989. Hey, a couple things before we go on. If you've just joined in, you are listening to Latin American Classical Notes on WUVT FM 90.7 on your radio dial. On this program, we explore the richness and diversity of Latin American classical music. And then, this reminder from our station. We'd like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you had one drink or 10, if you're driving 100 miles or just one. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself, as well as everyone else, a favor, and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol. So hey, let's stay in Mexico, and let's stay in the same year, 1989, for a work by Mario Lavista. It's a work entitled Cuaderno de Viaje. Though composed in Italy, this work is not a description of his travels while in that country. Rather, it's a profound exploration of the viola and its capability of producing harmonics, and based in part on a similar approach that he took while composing an earlier work for a string quartet. Performing, then, is just a violist. We've gone from huge opera, now down to just one performer. The performer's name is Maurizio Barbetti. This is Cuaderno de Viaje by Mario Lavista.
Thank you.
That was Cuaderno de Viaje, like a journey notebook, by Mexican composer Mario Levista, a work he composed in 1989 and performed here by Maurizio Barbetti on the viola. Say, would you like to be a part of an effort to nurture the music of the Americas, to build bridges that connect composers, performers, and audiences? The Blacksburg-based Cayembas Institute is using Latin American classical music as a bridge to unite all Americans, North, Central, and South. By sponsoring composition competitions or performing school shows and other projects, this organization promotes cultural awareness. Visit our website for more information at cilasim.org. That's CILASIM.org. Okay, well, let's move forward a couple years to 1991 and the music of Cuban composer Orlando Jacinto Garcia. The name of the work is El Sonido Dulce de Tu Voz, The Sweet Sound of Your Voice. The composer also wrote the text of this work, which he says in some ways can be understood as an abstract love song. In the piece, he features contrasts in register, timbre, density, and pacing, as well as the slow evolutions of materials that serve as his primary aesthetic concerns. Singing for us is the Florida International University Concert Choir, conducted by John Augenblick. This is El Sonido Dulce de Tu Voz. That was El Sonido Dulce de Tu Voz by Cuban composer Orlando Jacinto Garcia, work composed in 1991 and sung here by the Florida International University Concert Choir conducted by John Augenblick. Well, we keep going from one extreme to another because our next selection is for unaccompanied oboe. It's by Venezuelan composer Alfredo de Monico, also composed in 1991, and the title is Lyrica, L-Y-R-I-K-A, a slight deviated spelling of how it would normally be in Spanish. Now, this work represents his return to electroacoustic composition insofar as it's intended to be performed by either using reverberation or by recording and then processing a series of unspecified multiphonics that are then played back so as to provide a continuous sound background throughout three of the work's seven sections. Should be further noted that this is one of the most important of the unaccompanied works for oboe that has come out of Latin America over the last few decades. Performing here is oboist Orlando Salazar. This is Lyrica by Alfredo de Monico.
Thank you.
That was oboist Orlando Salazar performing Lyrica by Venezuelan composer Alfredo de Monico, work that was composed in 1991. Next up is a work by Jorge Mario Liederman. But before we get to that, I do need to make this announcement, which is every 10 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. Do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of three human beings in need. You can visit www.redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you. Okay, now to the music of Liederman, a work entitled Notebook. Jorge Mario Liederman is an Argentine composer. This work was composed in 1993. Now, many of his works are based on pre-existing materials, and in this case, the composer takes as his point of departure Moroccan Jewish wedding songs. The work is divided into 10 short contrasting sections played without pause. Each one is characterized by a single compositional idea. Sometimes the sources are quoted literally, while others are done so in a more fragmented manner. Performing this work is the Divertimento Ensemble. This is Notebook by Jorge Mario Liederman. Thank you. That was Notebook by Jorge Mario Liederman, a work composed in 1993, performed here by the Divertimento Ensemble. So you've been listening to Latin American Classical Notes on WUVT-FM 90.7 in Blacksburg, Virginia. This is your host, John Walker. And on this program, we explore the richness and diversity of Latin American classical music. Now, listeners of this program have surely heard me mention Solosum or the Cayembas Institute. I'd like to take a few moments to tell you a little bit about how our nonprofit is re-engaging with the concept of musical Pan-Americanism. Based right here in Blacksburg, we distinguish ourselves from other comparable organizations by taking a full-spectrum approach to our mission, which simply means that we're involved in every conceivable area. This includes engagement with the public